If you'll allow me to start on a personal note, if Jesus were here right now telling you that you are the salt of the earth, the light of the world, I would have to readily agree. I just want to express my personal appreciation, heartfelt appreciation, for all that so many of you did with the passing of my mother 2 weeks ago. All the expressions of prayer and cards, all that, especially the prayer, was so helpful to me in the last 2 weeks, and I am deeply, deeply grateful to this community for that support. Isaiah offers quite the challenge in that first reading. Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked. It sounds very straightforward, but as I was thinking of it this week, there was a vagueness to it to me. That vagueness was sort of in the sense of just that I don't know hungry people. I don't know refugees. I don't know naked people. I know of them. I know the statistics. I know that all those groups are represented in our community. I read the papers. I know all, 66 million displaced people in the world right now by some estimates. But I don't know them. And so that puts a little vagueness to this to me. How am I supposed to live this out? How am I even supposed to feel anything about it? Brian helped me with this. Father Brian O'Shaughnessy, the guy I did all that hiking and climbing with that some of you know about. When we would go on these trips, we would just talk, tell stories. And Brian lived a much different life before seminary than I did. He told me a story about being in Mobile, Alabama. He was working for a downtown redevelopment firm. And one night after a shift, he was driving the truck back to the garage, and on the side of the road, he saw two small children standing there with a sign that said, "Need help." The boy was about 6, Brian thinks, the girl a little younger. And so Brian stopped and got out, and took a little while, he said, but the boy finally took him just down the street and around the corner into an alley where his mother was, sitting against the wall, clutching onto a suitcase. She had been badly beaten. That was part of Brian's job in that situation, and so within 30 minutes, he had the mother and the two kids safely on their way to a place of safety and a place where they could get some help. But Brian told me he was just angry, crazy angry, at the thought even that anybody would do something like that, especially probably in front of those kids. And so he didn't want to take the anger home. He walked around, he said, ended up in the back row of the cathedral in Mobile, just trying to do something. And he said, in all the confusion, one clear thought, almost like an inner voice, came to him and very gently said to him, "What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about this?" Seems to me that that is a wonderful, it is for me, a wonderful way to put a face on what Isaiah is talking about. That even if I don't encounter it, there are very tangible needs in the world. And so that question that came to Father Brian is the question for me. What am I going to do about it? So if you'll allow me, we'd like to show you a video that the diocese has given us that provides one possible answer to that question. So, three things. First, I'm quite serious when I say to you that this is just one way to answer that question. I have to tell you that everyone is obligated to answer the question of what we're going to do about those less fortunate than us, and I include the teenagers in here. It is not too soon for you to deal with this, struggle with this. You've got to find some way to do it. I would highly encourage the annual pastoral appeal, because these are people, they're good at what they do. It is a wonderful way for us individually, for the parish, to combine our resources with other parishes in the diocese to do more than any of us individually or this parish even could do on our own. And so I would highly encourage you to consider it. And second, I would encourage you to pray about this. I know that's a throwaway line a lot of times in churches, especially when the topic of giving comes up. Pray about this. I think I can tell you that, I can offer you that a lot with a lot more conviction today than I could have 24 hours ago. Yesterday, I was cycling in the morning, and it dawned on me that I had not done that myself. I had gone onto the website, and I had just renewed the pledge I had made last year. I had not given it a lick of thought. I just did it. And as I was cycling yesterday, thinking about this, I realized that was a mistake, that I needed to have prayed about that. I have no idea if God wants that same number from last year to this year. I didn't ask, and I think I need to do that. And so I assure you, that's happening this week. I'm going to spend some time asking God for this year, what's my answer to Isaiah's call? The third thing, you didn't know at the time, but any of you that gave anything to the annual pastoral appeal in the last 5 years made it possible for me to be with you. A chunk of that money goes to seminarians and to pay seminary tuition. So if no matter what you put in, your money combined with others paid for my seminary education up in Boston these last 5 years. It is a debt I don't know that I'll ever be able to repay to the diocese and to you, but it is important for you to know. It's a great example. Sometimes we give of our resources and we have no idea how it's all going to play out, how God is going to use those resources. Well, I'm a bit of a living proof of that, I think. So I leave you all of that to consider, to pray about. I think our goal is to be what Jesus said at the end of the gospel, to be a light to the world, and to be hope to people, especially to people who don't have much hope.